As Syracuse University and other schools consider starting college sports, the athletes' academics and health are both concerns, while the coronavirus is still a threat. The SU Athletics Department is making the case for preserving as much of the on-campus experience as possible for the student athletes. WAER's Chris Bolt reports.
The start of football, basketball, and other team practices meant student-athletes found themselves holed up with a few teammates working out in small, isolated pods. The measure? To stop COVID-19 infections. Dr. Salatha Willis, SU's Associate Athletics Director for Diversity, was concerned that if student-athletes were too sequestered in the name of health, the educational experience would suffer.
It's important for them to have the student experience. Some of that student experience comes through in classroom experiences, and some of it comes through more co-curricular and extracurricular experiences that occur on campus.
He helped write a report, shared with conference and other college officials who are all trying to figure out how to have college sports. Some schools have considered having teams stay completely away from campus for health protection, but Willis argues important parts of education, co-curricular and extracurricular, are lost.
You know, have an opportunity to go to resource fairs or have an opportunity to join student organizations, have an opportunity to meet with professors one-on-one inside the classroom or outside of the classroom, maybe in an office hour capacity.
He knows all colleges are increasing online offerings that could make it easier to separate athletes from campus. The researchers suggest that the NCAA consider rules that would preserve the total college experience while not giving some schools recruiting advantages through remote facilities. In New York, colleges are also facing sports with no fans. Willis says they'll follow government guidance on best outcomes for the students and the community. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.